Today I'm talking about drop shipping, how to spy on your competition and rake in the cash, secrets to funnel hacking to find the burning hot selling products. I'm Brian McCumber. This is Tech Money Talks. I'm 20 years in the technology industry and a professional drop shipper. Now, yesterday, I had a father and son moment teaching my little business-minded sponge about drop shipping. I want you to remember, drop shipping is an awesome family business that you can do with your spouse and your kids. They like spending the cash too. So let's get to today's topic. I'm really excited about this because we started talking about how do you find what products to sell. So, like a good father, I started giving an answer through a story. If you'd like, keep listening and I'll share that same story with you. If you only want the nitty-gritty and the secrets to finding products that sell like hotcakes, well then, I don't think you have the patience for this business, and I think you should stop listening right now. Okay, now that we got the niceties out of the way, let me begin. Have you ever heard of flipping real estate? You know, like that good-looking couple on TV taking that old broken-down home and slapping a coat of paint on it and dropping some new carpet and hanging new cabinets, and then all of a sudden turning around at the end of the one-hour episode, they raked in a whole bunch of cash, making like a $50,000 profit. You know, those people. Well, did you know that you can do the same thing online? You can flip virtual real estate. Here's a really good example. It's the story of Tony Hsieh, and he has a really good book called Delivering Happiness. Now, this goes back during the dot-com boom, around the beginning of the e-commerce and selling things online. So he came up with a snippet of code called Link Exchange, and it gave website owners at the time the chance to promote banner ads for free. And banner ads were like that rectangle box that basically showed an advertisement. And you would see that box on either the left side of the website or maybe on the top of the website. So long story short, it basically how a link exchange worked. If you had a link exchange snippet of code on your site and you got visitors that saw the banner ad running on your site, it gave you credits to run your banner ad on other people's sites. So it's kind of like a peer-to-peer network of banner ad link exchange. But long story short, it got so popular that Microsoft bought Link Exchange for $150 million and also gave Tony a cushy job. So he made a bunch of cash and he has a cushy job, but he decided to walk away from the job and live it up for a while and then started becoming what they call a VC, which is a venture capitalist. Being a VC, he stumbled upon a company calling themselves Zappos. And Zappos is a Spanish word that they use that was short for zapatos, which means shoes. So they were one of the first to start selling shoes online. And as they were proving out the concept of selling shoes online, they started with drop shipping, folks. They started with drop shipping to sell shoes online. And it got popular. Long story short, the story isn't about how they started their business, but it's about Amazon then bought Zappos for $1.2 billion and also offered Tony a cushy job. What did Tony do here? He flipped his e-commerce site and he flipped what I call virtual real estate. He did that, and each time he did it, he had more than a 10x multiplier that put him on a fast track to loads of cash. Now, isn't that awesome? I share this story, but flipping isn't the main lesson here. If you're interested, let me know. I talk about flipping because it actually leads us to the topic of product research. You know what I mean? Finding those products that are selling like hotcakes so you can start selling them on your website and watch the register go ka-ching. There are so many people that are flipping their Shopify e-commerce sites. It's a huge exchange. Every day, people are listing their money-making sites and investors are there buying them. For sellers, selling their e-commerce website, they need to show everything about what they're selling. They need to show the stats. They need to show how much money they're making per month. They need to show what theme and what kind of products they're selling. The sites range from making a consistent $1,000 a month to over $50,000 a month. Amazing, isn't it? Wouldn't it be nice if you could sink your teeth into some of those profits? I'm going to give you a chance to do this, and you can do this through what I call funnel hacking. I'm going to tell you the secret how to find what their best-selling products are, because it's not what they are promoting on that flipping page. I'm going to give you these special X-ray goggles to look at their website, and you're going to see from top to bottom what their best-selling products are. Would you like to know what it is? Sit tight, because I'm going to give you the secret, and I'm going to give it to you for free. Share with you an exciting new opportunity called Dropship by Phone. It's a brand new modern way of drop shipping that you can actually start selling today. There's no investment needed. You can do it entirely from your phone. It takes no experience. It's completely 100% newbie friendly. So I want you to visit dropshipbyphone.com. And it's so easy. I'm so excited about it. There's a free explainer video there that's going to show you step by step. And it even has a video showing a screencast of my actual phone on there that you can actually learn how to do drop shipping entirely from your phone. So I wanted to take a moment to share this with you. Check out dropshipbyphone.com. It's dropshipbyphone.com. It's an easy way to start drop shipping today. Make extra money. It's not get rich quick, but it's make extra money, and you can get started today. So check it out, dropshipbyphone.com. First, let me tell you what you do once you find their best-selling product. You take that product and then you go find it on AliExpress or Wish. Then you launch a one product dropshipping site of your own. Use the method that Scott Hilsey talks about. It's the one product dropshipping site, and I'll share that link in the show notes. Then quickly launch your one product dropshipping site on Shopify and watch your bank account grow fatter. To elaborate a little more, what you are doing is tapping into a market that sells. The same way, if you see a Burger King on one side of the street, then McDonald's opens up across the street, they're taking market share. And it's the same way. You see a Lowe's on one side of the street, then all of a sudden Home Depot opens up across the street. They're doing that to take market share. So you see a product that's selling like hotcakes and you start selling that same product, you're taking market share. This is business 101, folks, and it's been done for hundreds of years. You can now start doing this for yourself. So how do you do this? What's the secret? Well, I want to tell you it's not a tool. So please, don't get scammed and overpay for some spy tool that's supposed to make you rich. Don't get scammed that way. This is real simple. It's what techies call using a query string. There's a query string that you attach to the end of the link of the Shopify website that you are funnel hacking. I'll give you this query string in the show notes. What you do is apply it to the end of the link. Once you apply that query string, it's going to list the products in best-selling order for what that website is selling. So you're going to get a glimpse firsthand, and you're going to see that on the flipping page, they may say that, you know, here's one example. There was one site that it looked like the theme of the site was selling jewelry, and it's like women's jewelry and all these pretty things, and it looked pretty. And then I apply this technique of using the query string, and what I found is that their best-selling product was not all this pretty jewelry that they themed to make it sound like. Their best-selling product was this self-defense rabbit keychain that was their best-selling product. So using this technique even allows you to avoid getting, you know, there's probably people trying to scam flipping those websites as well. I mean, maybe it's not a scam because it's actually, those are real sales, but people are, you know, they're painting the wrong picture. They make the site and the theme of the site look all attractive, like pretty women's jewelry, but really the stuff that was making the thousands of dollars per month wasn't all that pretty jewelry. It was this self-defense rabbit keychain that was bringing in all the dough. So it's something to be aware of. It gives you that lens to get clarity on what the site is actually selling. So it's a really good tip. And if you use it properly, you can use that to give you insight. So if you find, like I said, if you find what's selling like hotcakes, then you start tapping into that market share. But you're going to be able to do it even more effectively because you're going to take that single product that's the hot selling product, and you're going to do a one product drop shipping approach on that. So it's, you're going to be laser focused scaling that up the way Scott Hilsey talks about in that one product drop shipping, and you scale it up so you're going to actually make more than what this broad e-commerce site, in this case that person was listing female jewelry, when really their hottest selling product was a self-defense rabbit keychain. That's the takeaway there. I hope this was a good tip for you. I'm going to leave the query string and the links to the drop shipping in the show notes. I got a lot of goodies, but I'm going to end the show here. I like to keep it short. Hit me up if you'd like to learn more about this. And if you like this, please click the like button and leave an awesome review. Let me know if you like this and if you'd like to learn more. And I'll talk to you guys soon. All right, guys. Peace. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Tech Money Talks. I hope everything was helpful and thought-provoking and somewhat entertaining. If you want to learn more about this topic, please let me know so I know what to focus on in future episodes. My goal is to teach people how to make money with the opportunities that technology can bring. And if you like this episode, please show your support by subscribing, leaving an awesome review. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My tag name is Tech Money Talks. Thanks again. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace.